So this is my first day here, and thank you, Father Jonathan, for giving this opportunity to celebrate right away my first day. And this is also your first day as pastor. And maybe Deacon Stephen also, first day, so we have a lot of firsts. And so it's good to really have kind of, what is the first or highest good, ultimate thing that we want in life? When Solomon was made king, God asked him what he wants. God said, ask for everything that you want and you will have it. And King Solomon said, I would like to have wisdom to help me manage this vast territory, vast kingdom. So if, for instance, God will come to you right now and ask you, said, what do you want to ask from me? Ask for anything under the sun and you will have it. I am very sure that no one here will ask God to win the mega lotto. I don't think someone is asking here from God. Or I don't think that some of you here will ask for a good house or big money or car, everything. I am very sure that you will ask the highest good that you want in your life to have. And that is, of course, the kingdom of God or God himself. Because the highest good so that we could have is to have Jesus Christ. Jesus says that there's only one good, and it is God himself. And so the parable of the gospel is about the kingdom of God, which for Jesus is the highest good that we could have. Two parables, the same thing that Jesus would like to drive home for us. So I'm pretty sure that without your knowing it, or maybe not so always conscious, I'm sure that you already have that choice, that you already have accepted Jesus' offer of the kingdom of God. Now, the parable is that there are two things here. First, of course, is the highest value of the kingdom of God. And, of course, because of that highest value, then other things become lesser in value. So the person who finds that treasure is so happy, joyful, to sell everything that he has in order to buy the treasure, the pearl. And for us, we sacrifice everything. Other things become lesser in value in comparison with the kingdom of God that Jesus is offering. Now, of course, it is hard to dispose what we have. Other things in our lockers, in our storerooms, we have a lot of things there that we don't want to dispose, because almost everything has its own sentimental value, and so we don't want to dispose them. But when we have tasted the goodness, the sweetness, and the highest joy that we experience being part of God's kingdom, then we have that strength to dispose other things. One of the earliest decisions that I made, I was only 3 years old, and that was my first conscious decision. My mother showed me a postcard with two pictures on it. One is going to hell. The child is escorted by the demon and then going to hell, fire and very cold place. Then the dragon is there to eat your clothings. And then in that place, there is no middle, either hot or cold. And that is eternal suffering. On the other hand, it's also a boy being escorted by an angel going to heaven. There's God there, there's Jesus, the saints. And so I said, in my mind, I said, I want this one. I want this kingdom. And from that time on, I know it, that I choose to go to that kingdom of God. And that's why it helped, that kind of decision helped me to put myself in that direction. I know very well, during my teenager's life, when we come to our waywardness in life, when I am in the other side, I know very well that I am not in the right direction. I have to get out of that, find a way out to go back to my right direction. So it's good. I know that sometimes we don't just be mindful about that, but it is good to be always mindful of the highest good that we have chosen, the highest good that God is offering to us, to be accepted and keep on track on that. St. Paul says, I count everything as loss if only to have Christ. And we know St. Paul's life. And so for anyone who has tasted this kingdom of God that is offered, then I'm very sure that it becomes easier. The more we taste the kingdom of God in our lives, the more it gives strength to let go other things, if only to experience more and more the goodness, the joy of being in the kingdom. And so here in St. Peter's, not only that you have tasted God's kingdom, its sweetness, you also would like to share that experience of joy to other people, so that this community of St. Peter's becomes truly a people that God would like to live. Jesus says, don't look for anywhere because the kingdom of God is already in your midst. So let's continue to give thanks to God, to savor that sweetness, to aspire for more of that experience, and of course, share that experience of joy in the kingdom to those who are close to us and to everybody if we can.